And we used to have our own sour cream and curds. You know, that's why I used to like, you know, sour cream and curds. Oh, my mother used to just take sour cream or curds and eat with potatoes just like that, mm-hmm. you know?
I know, it's very tasty.
Yeah.
You have a garden now, still, really a big one.
Well, if my mother was alive and she saw that garden, she wouldn't... She goes snaky.
What do you mean?
I plant tomatoes that far apart and one here, see, because they're going to grow, eh?
Yep. So,
sure, this is real, sure, all that ground, you know what I mean?
All the space in between.
Yeah, no. She had a green thumb, all right, you know what I mean? But boy, oh boy, everything was like that. Well, me, I like the space because they got to grow, eh? Yeah. I got a lot of stuff there, too, that I got to tin out, you know what I mean? In fact, I'm going to take a lot of stuff and throw it in the compost thing. Maybe tomorrow or day after.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you got in your garden?
No?
Yeah.
String beans, leaf lettuce, romaine lettuce, elephant garlic, regular garlic, turnips, carrots, tomatoes, peas, broccoli. I said tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, broccoli, beets, cucumbers, blueberry bushes, three, zucchini, and two sunflowers. That's all.
That's nice.
It didn't come this year. Last year, I had them, they were almost 7.5 feet tall, and I had 12 of them. My sunflowers
that's
were
beautiful.
The top of the... They were the talk of Mount Pleasant Street.
I bet they were.
Anyone passing, oh, look at those sunflowers. I just used to grow them so when the blue jays come, they eat the seeds. And see the way they eat the seeds, the way they're bent over and everything else trying to get to the seeds, you know. I used to get a great kick out of that, mm-hmm. you know. And I got grapes.
Yes. What do you use the grapes for?
Well, last year I didn't do nothing too much. This year maybe I might make some wine out of them, mm-hmm. you know. Then I got strawberries and I got rhubarb.
Very nice.
So
you also have a lot of dill.
Oh, well, that's, yes. Well, you can't help that. See, what happens that when those go to seed, the seeds drop, and next year they come dill again, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't grow it. My son-in-law came here on our 50th wedding anniversary. He said, well, Grandpa, he says, you got no more weeds. I said, yeah, what'd you do? He said, well, I pull all those weeds there. I said, that's not weeds, that's all my dill. Well, he said, you haven't got none now then.
What do you use the dill for?
For pickles.
You make pickles with cucumbers?
Yeah.
How do you make them?
Just with the, you boil the water and you use garlic and salt and pickling spice. That's mm-hmm. it.
Do you use vinegar?
No vinegar. No.
They're brine pickles.
You put
pickles.
Them in bottles and you leave the cork off or put the cork on and then let them ferment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then you take them and you put them into the fridge. Then they don't ferment no more, you see? They're half sours, or if you want to let them go till they're finished pickling, okay, you know what I mean? But usually I like to have sours. You?
Half sours?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them too.
Yeah, they're not quite fully dill, like, you know what I mean?
I like all pickles, yeah. I have to say. Yeah.
No, I like half sours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice fresh ones.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not fully dill, like, you know what I mean? They got the dill taste off them, but they're half sours, like, you know what I mean? They're not fully pickled.
Where do you learn to pickle?
My mother.
Mm-hmm. What else did she pickle?
Sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm.
We used to always make our own sauerkraut, too, mm-hmm. with a barrel, like, you know what I mean? We used to get a beech rock and put the beech rock right on top of the cover for the weight.
A beach rock?
Yes, get a beach.
A great big rock from the beach?
Yeah, from the beach, because there's no jagged ends on it. Like, it's all, because it's rolling around, you know what I mean? No jagged ends, eh? And you put that on top of the cover, and then it would sink down. And we even the brine, like, you know what I mean? We even drink that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what for, but used to drink it. But my mother made her own sour cream and curds, you know, from the cow. Yeah.
And what did you use sauerkraut for? Do you remember?
Right now, I eat them with sauerkraut. My mother used to make sauerkraut soup.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My wife makes sauerkraut soup.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You take fresh cabbage too, eh? And you put it in, eh? Some people put string beans into it. I don't like it with the string beans because it thickens it up. Like, you know what I mean? I like, you get a ham bone, or I like with sauerkraut, Yeah, it's a ham bone or, yeah, it's ham bone. And some people use bacon, you know, buy that mm-hmm. slab bacon, and they use that. But I like get a ham bone, put it in, and make with the sauerkraut soup, eh? Oh, I love it. And borscht, I like borscht too, you know.
With beets.
Huh?
With beets.
Yeah.
Do you make that?
My wife didn't make it for a while, but I'm going to get after to make it because I got beets in the garden.
So she learned how to make Ukrainian food.
Oh, yeah. My mother taught her.
Your mother lived with you.
I live with my mother.
And your wife came to live with you as well? Yeah.